Fortnite ya iku permainan populer.
Fortnite is a popular game.
Akeh pemain seneng Fortnite.
Many players love Fortnite.
Kowe bisa entuk kapak gratis.
You can get a free pickaxe.
Cangkul iki istimewa.
This pickaxe is special.
Kanggo njaluk pikase, sampean kudu nyambung akun sampean.
To get the pickaxe, you must link your account.
Sampean bisa nyambung liwat tweet.
You can link through Twitch.
Sawise kuwi, delokan aliran.
After that, watch the stream.
Sampean perlu ngawasi kanggo tetes.
You need to watch for drops.
Yen sampean entuk setetes, sampean bakal nampa pikaxe.
If you get a drop, you will receive the pickaxe.
Nikmati pikaxe anyar sampean ing Fortnite.
Enjoy your new pickaxe in Fortnite.
Dino iki ya iku dino istime.
Today is a special day.
Iki minangka dino pertandingan kriket.
It is the day of the cricket match.
Selandia Anyar dolanan nglawan Pakistan.
New Zealand plays against Pakistan.
Pertandingan diwiwiti jam 3 sore.
The match starts at 3 p.m.
Penggemar bisa nonton langsung online.
Fans can watch it live online.
Ana duwe pranala kanggo streaming.
There is a link for streaming.
Sampeyan kudu ngeklik pranala.
You must click the link.
Banjur sampeyan bisa nikmati dolanan.
Then you can enjoy the game.
Selandia Anyar ngarep menang.
New Zealand hopes to win.
Para penggemar sorak kagem tim.
The fans cheer for their team.
Iki minangka dino gedhe kanggo kriket.
This is a great day for cricket.
Seneng pertandingan kriket.
Enjoy the cricket match.
Saben musim semi, Festival Blossom Cherry kedaden ing Kasakura Park.
Every spring, the Cherry Blossom Festival takes place in Kasakura Park.
Wong-wong saka sakabeh Jerman teko ngeneh kanggo ndeleng wit ceri sing endah.
People from all over Japan come to see the beautiful cherry trees.
Saka wit-witan iki misuwur amarga kembang pink.
These trees are famous for their pink blossoms.
Akeh kulawarga seneng piknik ing ngisor wit-witan.
Many families enjoy picnics under the trees.
Anak-anak main game lan nikmati udara seger.
Children play games and enjoy the fresh air.
Artis teko arep kanggo marang pemandangan sing dah.
Artists come to paint the beautiful scenery.
Ono akeh kios sing adol panganan lan omben-omben.
There are many stalls selling food and drinks.
Para pengunjung bisa nyicipi panganan manis Jepang.
Visitors can taste traditional Japanese sweets.
Ing bengi, lampu festival padang-padang.
At night, the festival lights shine bright.
Wong-wong jupuk foto kanggo eling momen sing apik.
People take photos to remember the beautiful moments.
Festival Cherry Blossom ngetokake kabungahan kanggo kabeh.
The Cherry Blossom Festival brings joy to everyone.
Tren mode tansah ganti.
Fashion trends are constantly changing.
Ing 2025, warna ceto lan pola mutah nguas runway.
In 2025, bright colors and bold patterns dominate the runway.
Perancang nampa keberlanjutan lan bahan ramah lingkungan.
Designers are embracing sustainability and eco-friendly materials.
Print cemerlang inspirasi saka alam tetap populer.
Bright prints inspired by nature are popular.
Streetwear terus ngaruhi mode dhuwur.
Streetwear continues to influence high fashion.
Kreativitas lan individualitas iku tema kunci ing mangsa iki.
Creativity and individuality are key themes this season.
Pertunjukan mode dadi luwih inklusif.
Fashion shows are becoming more inclusive.
Gaya vintage lagi nggawe bali.
Vintage styles are making a comeback.
Aksesor wis dadi luwih gedhe lan luwih nyolok.
Accessories are getting bigger and bolder.
Pernyataan iku penting kanggo ekspresi diri.
Statement pieces are essential for self-expression.
Pengaruh mode bentuk industri.
Fashion influencers are shaping the industry.
Tahun iki, kolaborasi iku kunci ing bisnis fashion.
This year, collaboration is key in the fashion business.
Keadilan iku prinsip dasar sing dukung masyarakat modern.
Justice is a fundamental principle that underpins modern society.
Konsep keadilan beda-beda secara signifikan ing budaya sing beda-beda.
The concept of justice varies significantly across different cultures.
Ing sawetara masyarakat, keadilan dilayani lewat pamulih, dene ing liyane iku nandeske restorasi.
In some societies, justice is served through retribution, while in others it emphasizes restoration.
Sistem hukum, amarga, duweni peran penting ing nyelenggarake keadilan.
Legal systems, therefore, play a crucial role in administering justice.
Sawijining kerangka hukum ngutamaake dinde, dene liyane negesake rehabilitasi.
Some legal frameworks prioritize punishment, while others emphasize rehabilitation.
Efektivitas saka pendekatan iki tetep dadi subjek debat intens.
The efficacy of these approaches remains a subject of intense debate.
Keseimbangan antara hukuman lan rehabilitasi ora gampang diperoleh.
The balance between punishment and rehabilitation is not easily achieved.
Implikasi sosial saka sistem keadilan sing ora cukup iku jero.
The societal implications of inadequate justice systems are profound.
Akhire, keadilan kudu berkembang kanggo nyukupi kebutuhan masyarakat sing tansah owah-owahan.
Ultimately, justice must evolve to meet the needs of an ever-changing society.
Sajrone saindenging, praktik budaya sing macem-macem ngencengake karbat sugih saka sajarah manungsa.
Across the globe, diverse cultural practices encapsulate the rich tapestry of human history.
Saben tradisi nyeritakake sawijining cerita unik, ngrefleksiake nilai lan kepercayaan komunitas.
Each tradition tells a unique story, reflecting the values and beliefs of its community.
Saka ritual asli nganti festival kutha, perayaan asring nyambungake generasi.
From indigenous rituals to urban festivals, celebrations often bridge generations.
Ing Jepang, upacara nglambangake harmoni, ngajeni, lan tentrem.
In Japan, the tea ceremony embodies harmony, respect, and tranquility.
Sakwise, pesta warna karnivale ing Brasil nglambai kebecikan lan kabahagiaan.
Meanwhile, the vibrant festivities of carnival in Brazil showcase exuberance and joy.
Ing India, festival minangka Diwali mbuka ora mung dalan nanging uga semangat.
In India, festivals such as Diwali illuminate not only the streets but also the spirit.
Boten ono, tari tradisional ing Afrika ngrayak warisan leluhur lan persatuan.
Likewise, traditional dances in Africa celebrate ancestral heritage and unity.
Praktek iki asring nglairake rasa duweni lan identitas komunal.
These practices often foster a sense of belonging and communal identity.
Saliyane, tradisi kuliner dadi lawang kanggo ngerti narasi budaya.
Moreover, culinary traditions serve as gateways to understanding cultural narratives.
Akhir, nampa tradisi kaya iki iso ngembangak empati lan kesadaran global.
Ultimately, embracing such traditions can cultivate empathy and global awareness.
Dadi, jaga praktik budaya iku penting kanggo kesinambungan sambungan manungsa.
Thus, preserving cultural practices is essential to the continuity of human connection.